Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Welcome to your December 4th Raw. We are in LA at Staples Center. We have a tag team match. We have a monster among monsters, and we're woken.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yes. Don't get to play the music all the time, but when we do, we destroy worlds. Welcome to the Raw After Show at AfterBuzz TV. It's your wrestling coverage for Raw. I am Markia McCarty, and my full panel tonight, we have some lovely, lovely people. We're starting with the lovely, lovely man to my far, far left, Mr. Eric W. Balls.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back. Glad to have some fun. Enjoy another rousing evening of AfterBuzz Raw.
Yes. And next to him, you know him as the Wrestler Trauma. You know him here from Raw. You know him here from Hyper. You know him from Screen Junkies. We have Mr. J. Washington.
What's happening? I am glad to be back. I am feeling good. Shouts out to all my buddies who didn't return a text message. I hate all of y'all. You'll hear about this later. But let's talk about this long show that happened.
It occurred.
Yes. Yes, and to my left, another lovely, lovely person, a wrestling fan extraordinaire. You know her from many of our pay-per-view channels that we have here on AfterBuzz TV. It is Anissa Barr.
Hi, I'm so excited to be back. You can follow me at Anissa Barr. I am the social media correspondent for X-Pac 12360, and you can follow me anywhere. And as well as you can see me every single Wednesday on Total Divas, we are going to have two special guests for Total Divas this Wednesday. So please tune in. And they are on the SmackDown team, so you gotta come and find out.
Nice pre-plugs there.
Mm-hmm. I know, I like that. It's like already you want to tune into that. Yeah. When's the time for that? That they have to tune in for that?
8 p.m.
There we go. Yes, so for tonight, wow, we were there in L.A., there in Staples Center, L.A., and I kept on trying to remind myself about this, and I kept on forgetting, so yes, I did not go. Did anybody here on the panel go to...
Anissa went.
I went.
Oh, of course Anissa went.
Listen, I was trying to go, I swear to God, if I got that call, like, yo, I got you hooked up, just backstage pass, come on down, I'd have hit you back with a text like, hey, you know I love you, and you're the sweetest person in the world. But I'm going, bro. I'll let you know.
I wouldn't expect anything.
I just had things that I needed to do, so I didn't go to the show.
Yeah.
Sadly.
It was a last minute thing. My buddy was like, hey, I got an extra ticket to Raw. You want to go? And I'm like, okay. Why not?
Of course.
I mean, Dean Ambrose is going to be there. I have to go, right?
Right, Dean Ambrose and Bo Dallas was there. Bo Dallas got in the ring tonight, and I was not there. I watched it on TV, so that has to be good enough.
So you're the one.
That lets you know how depleted sometimes the roster can get when they be like, you know what, we're going to go and give Bo Dallas a match tonight. He ain't doing nothing.
A competitive one.
Like, he actually put up a fight. It was a match. You're like, oh, this is going to be a squash match. You're like, wait. No.
He threw his weight around.
He did.
Yeah. You know, you saw he's the spawn of IRS, and you saw it in the ring.
Did you really?
Yes. I'm a big fan of the Spawn of IRS, so I love Bray Wyatt and I love Bo Dallas. You cannot tell me different.
Well,
it just won't work. You can even give me facts. I don't care.
Listen, I'm cool with Bo Rotunda, okay? But I just want to hear him tell people to Bo leave while you're in the Mistourage. That'd be the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. But you still got Curtis Axel running around. Like, I feel like he's a pay-per-view away from being featured in Endeavor. But it's like they're trying to hold on to him because some fans love him and others just don't care. Like, you're like, you want Curtis? He's a former Intercontinental Champion, okay? We forget this.
I did forget that.
Yeah, see? But we are living in an era where I could be a former Intercontinental Champion, though.
Ooh.
mean,
that says a lot. Remember, he was named Mike McGillicuddy at one point.
Oh yeah, no, he survived that. And his brother was Husky Harris.
We went a long way.
Deep cuts tonight.
Yes, but talking about Kurt Angle, we did start with Kurt Angle in the ring, and we learned
speaking of
segue into segueing, that we do know that there will be a tag title totaler. Yes.
The tag title
will be defended tonight. And we know that. He recaps last week with Roman Reigns, so he's going to have to defend the Intercontinental title. So we're actually going to get two title defenses tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But then at that very moment, then Jason Jordan's music hits. It's like, wait, what? Okay.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about this progression with Jason Jordan?
I don't like him.
I don't want Jason Jordan on TV till he hits puberty. That is a grown man that sounds like a little kid. Dad, it's not right. Okay. I'm okay. I can do it.
Supposed to do that though.
I don't want to hear him sound like that. That makes me cheer every time somebody whoops on him. Granted, I would love to see like Kurt get mad and say, "You keep going to my office. You got Braun Strowman," something like that. Just throw him to the wolves. But I guess we're setting up for the heel turn that nobody's gonna care about.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Well, you know, he's kind of hitting those Mike Tyson octaves now, so
could be a chance.
I will say that the audience was very vocal against Jordan.
Yes, they were.
We were chanting "Daddy's boy" because he just kept running to Kurt all the time, and I just don't see him as like he doesn't need to be in the spotlight. I feel like he needs to progress way more. He should stick with Jason.
So far, Atlanta and LA, the audiences have not
been
on Jordan's
side. Because when he goes home, he's going to feel it too. Because he is a Chicago boy. He is going to feel it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be brutal.
We're from the same city. Hey, man, listen. We're going to get that work at the Allstate, brother. Okay. It's just that I think that they put the wrong. Because initially, it was supposed to be Chad Gable as his son. And last minute, they flipped it. I think they should have kept it being Chad Gable.
Yeah.
And let...
That would have made more sense.
And let Jason Jordan go with Shelton Benjamin. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a horrible mistake.
Or not make anyone's son.
Yeah, or we can stop doing the son angle. We can stop doing that.
Or what they can do is have a paternity test and say, hey, are you really his son? And then flip it around and make it Chad.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that would be
just
interesting.
What a terrible doctor!
I don't.
And both members of the tag team that were totally unrelated and teamed up in NXT just happened to be half brothers, possibly maybe, but not at all. Oh man! Oh, that's more.
I don't get all of the Jason Jordan hate. I mean, he brings. He's a very pure athlete.
He's fantastic.
The ring. He really is.
I mean,
they're just
trying.
It just feels like they're just trying to work it out for with everything with the story. I mean, and it's working
great wrestler
for
bad
what
story.
It is. It's working for what it is because we care. We don't care. We're not indifferent.
Right.
And then that is a definite win. So keep on pushing everything. It feels like it's nails on a chalkboard to y'all. Fine. I want them to be the man in the back where, like during the Jaws movie.
Just keep
it's
on
like,
screeching.
Keep on doing it because you care what's going on. And
I'm
that's what's
all
important.
About a Quint character just showing up on Raw, but I don't know if that'll be ever happening. Quint is the character that you're talking about. Nails on the chalkboard.
Thank you. It
You're
is.
Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So
I got a bunch of blank stares when I made that reference. So I felt like explaining.
But we do know that Jason Jordan, he wants Reigns. That's what he wants. Angle says, "Oh, your knee can't handle it. You know that knee." And Jordan trots out his resume. He's like, "Hey, I had Cena, I had Braun, I had the Miz,
lost,
but held his own." They weren't good matches.
Participation trophies, yay!
Oh no. So and that Reigns has issued an open challenge. He's going to be a fighting champion, so they have established that. And Reigns comes out and he's like, "Well, you know what I want, what we all want. What our music was when we started, we want some Samoa Joe."
Yeah.
So, I swear to God, when it comes to Roman Reigns, if it was not for this Shield reuniting, we still would not care about him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the only, I think people need to be honest with themselves. The only reason people are actually cheering this dude is because we see him do the fist again. If it wasn't for that, we'd be like, "Oh my God, here we go again. It's another Roman Reigns promo."
Well, he also is arguing with a person that we hate slightly more, which is Jason Jordan. So he has that going for him, too.
Yeah, and with this open challenge, I wish that they would do it back then where it's like, remember how they did the hardcore championship as a 24-hour?
24-hour rule.
They need to do that with the IC title.
I see referees get jumped in the locker room like, yes! Do it, Jesus!
But you have to bring a referee with you.
Yep.
Go to a birthday party.
Crash Holly?
I wouldn't mind that.
Crash Holly was running everywhere. He couldn't even go to the store. He was like, oh my God.
Man, go to a city where they can have a boiler room.
If I had a Chuck E. Cheese, that'd be so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't really do that here. Lack of basements and all.
Yeah, well, in any case, Joe does accept, you know, wants that to happen. Jordan wants to get involved before Joe. We have a belly-to-belly suplex on Reigns, so it's decided that Joe later, Jordan now, and we go into an Intercontinental title match, Reigns versus Jason Jordan. I think I already know how this panel is going to say with this, but we are going to say that Jordan does hold his own.
Again,
I mean, you got the Northern Lights suplex. I mean, he blocked a Superman punch with a drop kick. You know,
great.
For instance,
who won?
Reigns did win with a spear and a pinfall for the win. It was Reigns.
I'll play devil's advocate because knowing the business, haven't been in.
Right.
Who goes over and who doesn't is a whole different ball game. It did put Jason Jordan in a better light, letting him showcase more against Reigns.
True.
And Reigns is known to be like a new Cena where he can help bring other people to have great matches. It's just the character with Jason Jordan that nobody's caring about. So we got to deal with the whiny boy. I need the whiny boy. If you're going to stick with that, fine. Give him a new look. Do something different. But he can't keep looking like Jason Jordan that came over from American Alpha. I mean, yeah, you got rid of the singlet and then put him in the biker shorts.
You want them to turn up that volume.
Turn it all the way up. Snap
it. Turn it to 11.
If you're going to do it, go all the way with it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to commit to this whiny baby gimmick that's about to turn heel and go snap on his daddy who can barely walk, because God knows it looked like it hurt Kurt Angle to walk out that curtain every time and then just do this. It looked like it hurt. Go for it. Go all the way. Granted, yeah, he didn't. We know Roman Reigns is going to win. Why? Because Roman's got to drop that belt to Samoa Joe, because Samoa Joe's going to be the Intercontinental Champion. That's the whole reason he has it. He's going to be a transitional champ for Joe. But yeah, if you're going to do it with Jason Jordan, what you're doing, go full steam with it.
Yeah.
If he's going to turn heel, make him turn heel. Do everything. Stop playing the whole, I'm running to my daddy. Go full. Just get pissed off because you know it's coming.
Mm-hmm. We all know that it's coming, but that's my point of contention is that it's not that I dislike the heel turn as in general. It's just it's time to do it, and it's been time to do it for way too long. I've already seen him get frustrated as a babyface and held his own for 2 months now. I didn't need 2 months of that. Snap. Get it done. Get it over with. The match was good. I'm not saying that the match wasn't good, but this seems to be kind of the theme for the night, in my opinion, is the matches were great. They were just long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Long.
Okay. So you're tired of the slow burn. You just want the powder kick
at this, already. At this point, well, that's the problem, is that there's a difference between a slow burn and a little, like, firework fart, and that's what this is. It's just going to go at the very end because we're like, yeah, we get it. Just get to the fireworks factory. I don't need Poochie no more.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Throwback to a Simpsons reference that no one remembers but me.
No, we remember Poochie the dog.
Poochie rabbit Poochie. Mm.
Yeah. Well, at the end of this, you know, after Reigns does Reign Supreme. Okay. So here comes Samoa Joe. You know, he finishes the job. We have Coquina Clutch.
Yeah.
But then Jordan actually saves Reigns with a back suplex. And, you know, Jason's distracted by Joe, and Reigns serves him up some Superman
Our
punch.
Hero!
Total, they gave them almost
45. Hey, Reigns has come a long way, I feel. Like, he's better on the mic, you know, he's selling more in the ring. I'm enjoying him with what he's bringing.
I hate to say this line. Thank you, John Cena.
Oh, that was a really great back and forth.
Cena made him better
Cena
on that mic.
Reigns.
Yeah,
Cena forced that dude to be better on the mic because he remember the first two promos he got eaten alive. You were just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, stop talking! Don't do this.
Yeah,
and he had to come back. But they gave them total between this that happened, the after the match, and then the next segment. They gave Joe, Roman, Kurt, and Jordan almost the first hour of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They gave them the Triple H run. Because everybody remember the Triple H days when he come out, his first promo was 22 and a half minutes. And you gave him this, just like, all right, do we really need to set up this much?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it felt like it was almost a half hour for everything all considered. Yeah.
I did like how when JoJo was announcing, Joe just interrupted her and was just bag wagging on both of them. It was pure entertainment with that. Nice. But I didn't care for this match. I was like, oh my god.
Okay.
No, I mean, I thought the action was good. I was very impressed with the one-legged bridge on the Northern Lights suplexes, mm-hmm. and it just didn't. It was like I said, good but long.
Yeah.
All right.
Overly long.
Well, then we go backstage with Kurt. He's on the phone with Stephanie McMahon. That's not a place you want to be. Like, nowhere with Stephanie McMahon. And then Jordan walks in. He wants a rematch. Okay, so, you know, but first he wants a rematch against Joe. Oh, okay. And Kurt's basically, who do you think that you are to be saying any of this? They're going to call me out for favoritism. This is not a thing that we can do. You need to go cool off. Mm-hmm. And then we have Hammer Space Joe attack.
Yes.
I thought he actually injured himself because of impact. I thought he hit his head on the wall. I'm like, well, there you go.
Don't get Joe mad when he start talking, because Joe know how to talk trash with the best of.
Yeah.
You want this boy? I'm like, whoop.
Okay. That actually woke me up. I love it because it didn't feel like, because with God bless Jason Jordan, God bless Kurt Angle, they are not high level thespians. So when it came off words, and then all of a sudden Joe shows up and like just a battering ram, and then just screams and I just felt fire. I felt it felt real.
I want to say
it didn't feel staged.
I want to say that we can move on. Shouts out to whoever's in the chat room saying, who heals first, Jason Jordan's leg or Curtis Axe's neck?
I love that.
That's Tails P.
what I'm interested is when Joe says, oh, just like your daddy, I'm just confused. Was that a TNA
That's
reference?
That's a TNA reference.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a TNA jab without without them referencing it.
Well, they can't say it.
Yeah, true. But it clicked real quick to me.
Because if anybody not paying attention, you're like, wait, when did Joe and Kurt Angle face each other? Well, if you go back and look at these old tapes and DVDs,
from they beat like the hell 5-7 years ago.
They beat the hell out of each other for like 6 years.
Well, if you go to shocktna.com.
You can find out how much they beat on each other.
From the other company.
Yeah, well, then we go into a video package on Absolution, as we saw last week. You know, we have Paige, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville, and basically taking out Sasha, you know, being badasses. Yeah. What do y'all think about Absolution?
Sonya Deville's going to hurt somebody for real. If you ever look at I get they're training her, but her MMA comes out a lot.
Yeah.
She going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Because she gets in, it's like Mandy Rose is ready.
Yeah.
She looks a little nervous on the outside. You can see because they still have that, okay, I'm in front of the big show. Mm-hmm. I'm in front of this 15,000+. But Sonya Deville, like, let's do this. And she gonna hurt somebody.
Yeah, she's actually she came from AfterBuzz before she went to WWE.
Shouts out to her.
Yeah. And Maria Menounos was actually in the audience tonight. So it was really cool to see people from here in WWE. It's crazy how life happens. But I am rooting for Sonya more than Paige and Mandy. I feel Sonya is ready to be on the main roster because she has that gifted MMA background talent. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of over the whole 2.0 women's shield, how they're just surrounding the ring type of situation. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I get it. Now let's go and...
This is only the second or third time that we've seen them.
I'm not tired of anything they do yet. I like it, but women factions don't make sense when there are no tag titles.
Yeah.
Because they're all going up for the women's title.
You know
title.
What, Eric? I agree with you. I guess we're going to have to put a women's tag title in there.
I mean, it just makes sense.
They need to do that, but they need to hurry up and just say what this is all leading up to. Let's just call it for what it is. You're getting a 20 women over the top Royal Rumble match. You're referring to an all-women Royal Rumble match. That's all they're doing. And
don't you mean an over the top rope challenge?
No, they're doing the actual. They're getting their own Royal Rumble. And we were talking about I think it was Johnny LaQuasto and I were talking about how they should book in the show. Mm-hmm. Let the ladies Royal Rumble open it.
Yeah, I
do the guys at the end. Yeah, and let the guys end it, because that would be the best thing to do.
Yeah. Instead of having other matches happening.
Just go ahead and let them book it.
Because everyone's anticipating for the Royal Rumble match.
Sure. I have no problem with that. Tag team, women's tag team, yes. And women's Royal Rumble. No problem.
Perfect. But I'm still wondering what they're going to do with, because we already have Paige, Sonya, and Mandy. Then we have Bailey, Sasha, and Mickey. And then that leaves Alexa, Nia, Alicia, and then Asuka.
All of them going to Rumble.
And then all past women?
No, the SmackDown women. It's going to be combined.
Yeah. That's what they do for the Rumble for the dudes. Yeah. Might as well do the same for the guys.
And then one random person from back in the day can show up.
If you don't have 20.
The ghost of Mae Young will show up.
Or you never know. They might pull. Peyton Royce might get pulled in just because of who she is. Doesn't mean she's going to be brought up.
Right.
But she may just get pulled in. Because remember, Ty Dillinger got pulled in and got sent back to NXT.
Same with Bo Dallas.
Same
with Rusev.
So, you know, they'll be pulled in and then sit right back. So
as their test.
Yeah, they'll fill up the 20 or whatever they're going to do, because I doubt they're going to do. I don't think they have 30 women ready for that Royal Rumble.
Unless they have a solid 20, though.
I know they got the 20. Yeah. So they're going to do the 20. They'll pull maybe four or five from NXT, and then you'll have the rest that's between the two shows, and they'll go from there.
Yeah. They may even toss a bone to some of the people that competed in the Mae Young Classic, for all we
exactly.
know.
Exactly. That's what
I'm saying. Just for cool one and done.
Very much agree with. I want some Jazzy Gabbard in there, which they'll probably do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so then we have Paige versus Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss on commentary. So, Sasha versus Paige. We got Mickie and Bayley, Deville and Rose on the outside. And, you know, a number of, you know, psychological things of the both of them is it's nice to see Paige back in the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with that. I mean, and with this, Paige does win. She wins with the Rampage.
She looks healthy. She looks great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the match. I especially loved when Sasha had that cross-arm camel clutch on Paige. And she kind of turned out and just like threw shade over at the rest of Absolution while she was choking out their leader.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun. I didn't care for the commentary at all. Because it just seemed like Corey Graves and Michael Cole were distracted by trying to decipher what the hell Booker was talking about.
What did he say?
Exactly.
Well, I didn't listen because I was at the show.
Well, you're better off.
Okay.
Because then you would be enjoying the match and not be distracted by three grown men arguing and then Alexa trying to put over something.
Right. But Anissa, you didn't have the commentary to distract you. So how did you feel about this match?
It's so obviously we all know it's so different when it comes to commentary and not commentary. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this match with no commentary. It gave me a feel of who's more dominant, because I now feel Paige is the leader of her group, Sasha is the leader of her group, and both of them just dominating. I did feel for Sasha when she was at the turnbuckle and she got slammed so hard on the mat. I thought she like broke her neck.
Well, that's one of those things. I give another shout. I always give shouts out to Sarah Mata, Sarah Del Rey. We go back from way in the day, Chikara days. She's trained them a lot, and that's a basic 101 training thing for Sasha to remember to tuck her chin. Mm-hmm. Granted, this is Raw. You want to put on a show, but that bump she took can leave a concuss. Can, like Booker even say, give her a stinger. Do a lot of different things. So you want to put on a great match. Paige can work. Sasha can work.
Mm-hmm.
Work safe. Don't go. This ain't Mania. This is Raw.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to kill yourself yet.
And what I liked about this match is, like, they never faced each other before. Because Paige came up in NXT, from NXT before Sasha did.
And by the time Sasha came up, she was almost gone.
What did she move to the show?
What about Team PCB versus Team Bad?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Okay. But did they one-on-one, though?
I'm sure that they did, actually. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
if chat room
but it's still been a while.
Then that'd be great.
It's been over a year. It's been a minute. So it didn't feel stale by any means.
No, not at all. I definitely would love to see this again. Mm-hmm. Actually, preferably out of the ring. Let's just have them
False count anywhere.
False count anywhere. Kind of like how Sasha and Charlotte did. I mean, not right away. Let's build up to it. But I would like that with a Sasha and Paige. That would actually be pretty nice. Mm-hmm. So with this match, you know, after all said and done, Paige wins. Absolution gets their licks in on Sasha because that's just the way that this faction rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go backstage with Kurt and Elias. So Elias wants a shot at Roman, but, you know, Jordan has a shot already. So guess what? L.A. will get a concert instead while Kurt Angle finds him a worthy opponent. Oh. So, so we have that to look forward to later.
Everyone wants a shot at Roman. No one wants a shot at Brock for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not suicidal. They prefer to be uneaten.
Right.
Well,
fair enough.
Well, everybody on the roster decides that, but according to all the fans, they want to throw Finn Balor to the wolves.
He can do it.
See, what was it, like 62% or something?
Want to throw Finn to? Well, that's the tentative plan too, and they're talking about changing that now.
Yeah,
the tentative plan is Finn and Brock at the Rumble. But why, do y'all want to see that boy get beat like that for real?
Yes.
I think Finn could go up against anybody.
Y'all really believe?
I'm not saying that he would win. I'm saying that would be a really good
match. It's a match I want to see, and I don't mind if that match is between a grizzly bear and a salmon going upstream, because that's what it will look like.
So we're giving the equivalent of what we just saw at Survivor Series, basically, AJ versus Brock. Something similar to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I love that match.
Yes, so did I.
Do it again.
Okay.
One more
so that boy,
time.
You get thumped from ding ding to ding ding.
So then we do.
You don't have to be the demon. The demon doesn't have to get beat. Just Finn.
There you go. They're completely different.
Oh my God!
They're completely different. So we have some cruiserweight action. We have Enzo and the Zo Train. So this Drew Gulak, Tony Nese, Arya Daivari, and Noam Dar. Enzo says that Gulak and Nese, they have to seize the night. You know, they have to do better than Dar and Daivari did last week. Basically, they need to represent. They have to get the job done. And then Nia Jax is suddenly there. And how you doing to Enzo? We got a little flirty flirt going on.
And Enzo looked like he ain't got no idea what to do.
Enzo had no idea what to do with this.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I kind of liked it.
I'll be honest. It was just
Wouldn't be surprised if they all at the Comedy Store right now. Go.
Yeah.
Because Enzo hangs out there. That's just all I'm saying.
I didn't like it because I feel like they're throwing in another woman for the cruiserweight for it to be more entertained, for people to watch. And it's like, all right, well, I want to see Nia a part of this women's situation that's going on. I don't want to see her in the cruiserweight.
Well, she has been. I mean, think about it. We just got out of the last pay-per-view, and she was part of the five women, you know, chosen to go up against a... SmackDown ladies,
yeah.
So she is. I kind of see it as more filler. Exactly.
I just hope that this isn't filler that sacrifices me seeing her like kill other women in the division, because I can see the problem I have is I don't want this, like, she tries to date Enzo to trump over seeing her perform in the ring, because you know she's not going to get two segments.
Yeah,
on the same show.
I just hope they don't make it like a Beth Phoenix and Santino thing.
Oh my God, let's not remember.
I just hope they don't do that with this.
Remember, like back in the day when they had Emma, when she was Bubbles Emma, and then they had her and
Santino.
Yeah. They had the two of them.
Santino was with every woman.
Hey, at first it worked, and then it just kind of went too far. But like with this, I would like to see some fun Nia Jax, with some Enzo action. That's fun. I kind of like the idea of him running from her because he doesn't know what to do.
If anything, I kind of want it to be more of a Victoria and Stevie Richards type relationship when they were together, where Stevie was essentially a male valet for Victoria.
Yeah.
Right. Good times.
You know, he'd be a really good mouthpiece, you know. So
I'm fine with that. Make Enzo the new Jimmy Hart. I'm good with that.
So, but then we go into the actual cruiserweight match. Nese versus Gulak versus Mustafa Ali versus Cedric Alexander. And it's a cruiserweight match.
All of the moves happened.
They always bring it.
Yeah.
They always bring it. I mean, this was for, you know, who faces Rich Swann for number one contender for next week. And It's strong. It really is. Gulak wins, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit sneaky. He wins. Takes out Alexander with a knee, and he covers Ali for the win.
So many Spanish flies. So many. Yeah. Tower of Doom superplex. Lumbar
no
checks a combo.
Zone.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that he like has no like knee pads or elbow pads?
Who, Gulak?
He's old school.
It's old school.
I feel like it's so naked.
All those old school.
This was a solid match, though.
William Regal, all them guys.
Yep.
No pad, just trunks and boots.
Wigan style.
Those are the most scariest people I've ever been in the ring with. If you don't wear no knee pads, elbow pads, you don't care about my life. You don't care about your joints, so you don't care about my life.
Now they want to hit you with the blunt object that is their kneecap. That's what that tells me.
For me, I just felt this match was way too long.
Yeah.
For a cruiserweight?
Yeah.
It feels like they barely get any time. I was okay.
They were making up for all the lost time that they didn't get in previous weeks, which, while exciting at the same time, it just kind of felt it did feel overly long, and I don't know. I didn't hate the match by any means, and they were very impressive, and they wanted to do their darndest to kind of get everyone get their stuff in and everyone look good and get the crowd excited, but I don't know. Just the length provided so much visual fatigue.
This is why they should not be 3 hours.
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
Ross, 3 hours.
I mean, I know it's like, it's one of those.
Yeah.
We've been saying it for like, what, 3-4 years now?
It's one of those, like, we can't argue it, but it's like, I'm always happy to see friends. Like I said, I'll always brag on my buddy. I'll always brag on him because I love him to death. I'm happy to see what they get a chance to do. But, man, look, we don't need 25, 30 minutes of that if it's not a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
If it's not a pay-per-view, because that's what those time limits are. You know, that's what they're designated for. A regular match, unless it's a title match or a big... yeah, this is a big stakes in a sense because it's, you'll go on to face Rich Swann next week to face... for the opportunity. You see what I'm saying? It's not like you're automatically getting it. But...
And part of me, and I could be just being jaded and all that, I don't think that Gulak versus Rich Swann is going to be as long as this match is. And so it kind of makes me think that, well, if next week is going to be shorter and not as dynamic, then, you know, it's kind of like saying, well, the semifinals were much better than the finals.
Okay, well, you know, keeping in mind that this is like a mini tournament for Cruiserweight, I felt like this was the proper length for a mini tournament style, where you have four against four, and now you have your two to go to your one. So.
Right, but my point is that the finals will not meet the action and the expectation of what we just saw.
Because it's going to be Enzo and Gulak, because that's the entertaining value of that, to have a member of the Zoe train go against Enzo. Mm-hmm. Right, that's got to be what they're setting up. Because can you know, the way he's kept talking about him, you got to do this, you got to do that. I do that. The way Enzo talks to the guys, it's got to be leading up to then have Drew Gulak have his own promos against Enzo. That's all this is setting up for.
I'm fine with
that
more
sense.
PowerPoints.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Speaking of which, we have Charlie Caruso interviewing Gulak, and he she's asking him, so are you conflicted about possibly having to go up against the head of the Zoe train? And there's only one way that he can really answer that, with a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're out of time for that. So no PowerPoint presentation. But what we do
have... In a three-hour show, we ran out of time.
For that particular thing. What we just do check. Have, though, is that we have Elias in the ring. And Elias is beyond celebrity. He's talent, fame. He's the air we breathe. Exactly. Enter Braun. And Elias tries to attack Braun from behind because, you know, that's going to work. But instead, you know, he gets served. He even tries busting a guitar over Strowman's back. And for that, he gets his final meal and dessert in the form of both of the steel steps. And it looks like he's about to go, you know, goodnight, Gracie. But then Kane's music hits. And we have Kane, who, along with a lot of smoke, because, you know, smoke is attracted to this man. I'm sorry, this monster. That he's been the monster among men for so long. He's forgotten what it's like to be the monster among monsters. Mm. And next week, we'll have Kane versus Strowman.
Vote Kane for mayor of Knox County.
I just want to see Kane's lace front fall out from under that mask. Because once that lace front dries up, it is the worst looking hairpiece in history. Like when he puts all the water on it and conditions it before it goes out, it's like, okay, look laid nice. And about 5 minutes of that match, you'd be like, oh, he need a new wig.
Shout out in the chat room to Jesus G. Fernandez Aramos. He goes, where is the Elias Tourage? I like it.
That's a good question. He should have groupies.
Well,
and fans follow him.
Last week, you know, we had Axel and Bo Dallas, and they were wailing on some harmonicas, and they were doing a really good job. I choose to believe that they're just really great on harmonicas.
Make him.
I choose to believe that. I could have used some of that with LA. You know, if they want their agents to see.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. I now want Elias to be like new Adam Rose, not in the terms of the party thing. anything, but just have like the Grateful Dead have the Deadheads that travel around in concert together. Kinda a group of people that literally walk with Elias to go from concert to concert.
Like the Godfather, how he had his hose, but...
Well, they could just say,
but they could be anybody. I mean, you know, they could be me.
Bring back the Good Brothers so they can tune up their vocals. That's all I want. Yeah. Give me Gallows and Anderson constantly
there
singing.
There you go.
Nerd, 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 nerd. That's all I want to hear.
Man, you're good with that guitar there. I don't know. That
something like that. There could be t-shirts involved with this. You know, I'm a walker. I walk with Elias.
I'm a walker. I walk with Elias. I'm a walker.
So then we go backstage into the locker room. We have The Shield, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose. And Roman's saying he gets his part done. So it's up to them to get their part done, because you know they haven't been doing that.
But no, not
interesting.
At all.
Ambrose, he's surprised that they have a rematch when he's fresh from his honeymoon from
what I miss
Hawaii. Exactly. So and then some fun with the cell phone. You know, usual Shield hijinks were happening in the locker room. I can't believe he said, I did my part, so now
it
it's
was
time
like,
for you to
It
go.
Was like, yo,
you know, stop resting. What are you doing?
Get your life together. Get your belts.
Everybody's challenging me. What are you doing? What is this, a phone? Get off the phone.
Jeez.
So then we have Asuka versus Alicia Fox, and we have a sidebar video of Alicia Fox not being Dana Brooke at all.
Nope.
Not being anything like Dana Brooke. She's not like Dana Brooke. She's going to break Asuka's undefeated streak. She's not like Dana Brooke. So she loses to Asuka.
Well, she didn't lose as quick as Dana
Brooke. Not as quick. No. Not as quick.
That match was probably, five times longer than last week's, maybe?
It was definitely. I love that, last week's, it was basically gif length.
Yeah.
That was the length
of
that
match. The whole length of that
Well, they recapped it, and the recap was the entire match.
Yes, it was.
It's great. Kind of like one of those internet videos where you see a cat just kind of jump on a baby.
What?
No.
Wait, a baby armbar is a cat? In this?
Wait, what? No.
It's like a kitten.
Oh, okay.
And they're just playing. No.
Did the baby armbar a cat? I'm confused. Or did the cat armbar a baby? That's impressive. Because they don't have thumbs.
I like the way they're doing this. Asuka is just... I wonder how long they're going to keep her win streak going, because she had 532 days in the main in NXT. I doubt she gets anywhere close to that on the main roster.
I hope so.
I would love if she did.
At least for a year.
Yeah, but Jesus, we're talking about Vince on the main... Because that's Triple H knowing what to do with her in NXT.
Yeah.
This is Vince... saying, you know what, I think she should finally lose. Alexa Bliss, you pet her.
And some sure thing, boss.
Or he could just change it. I don't know. Yeah, I see that too.
You see what I'm saying? It's Vince not knowing how to keep, that streak should stay rolling. She is that hot. Now, granted, you're going to put her in matches where it looks like she's about to lose. She should pick it up at the end. But I don't see her even going a year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She'll get a little bit of a while, because it seems like Absolution showed up at the end of the match, so that seems to be the next potential feud. I think that Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville will fall to Asuka, and who knows against Paige. So work the way up the ladder.
Yeah. Absolution does come out, Asuka leaves the little grin on her face, just like she did last week.
They were both smiling.
Yeah, it's like, I see what you're doing there, and I will see you later.
I think that they don't want to mess with Asuka yet.
Oh, no.
They're probably too scared.
Or they want her to join.
I think they're too smart. I think they're very smart not to. But who isn't smart, who's very much not like Dana Brooke, Alicia Fox stays there, and, Paige is like, oh, relax, Foxy, relax, relax. Relax, Foxy. You're my best friend. You were the only one that liked me. So, of course, she wouldn't do anything to a friend, not Paige. It's not like she did anything to AJ. It's not like she did anything to any of her other friends. Speaking of which, Absolution just goes to town.
Again,
to
Sonya Deville with that shining wizard. I was like, face.
Man, she took it like a champ, though.
Yeah.
Bam.
That she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Absolution is still throwing its punches, doing its thing. So, yeah, next we have our, third to last, but second to last match. And we have Bo Dallas versus Finn Balor. Yay. Oh, come on.
This match is literally another match so Finn Balor can post on his Instagram and make Dave Meltzer mad.
Yep.
That is all this match is for. For Finn Balor to keep making Dave Meltzer mad. And people like, I don't know how I'm going to get over and do this. That is all these matches are for. It's for Finn to rub it in Dave Meltzer's face.
Well, it's also to just buy time for, will we give him a Universal title match or not? I have an idea. Let's put him in a competitive match against perennial loser Bo Dallas.
Bo Lee! Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Yeah. I felt that we were missing The Miz. I don't know. I miss The Miz. I'm so used to him on my screen. Cutting amazing promos.
Mm-hmm.
We are in LA. This is where he does live. And he's out in London.
Sling Blade.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Let him do Marine Six.
I know, and I'm excited when that comes out.
Let him do that. Let other people have that chance to sign. Like Bo Dallas. No, I mean, we had wrist locks. We had kicks. It was.
Yeah.
It was solid.
I just feel like The Miz is just missing.
He was the wrong person to have a competitive match with. Just Sling Blade, that rocket-based double drop kick, coup de grace, say goodnight. Everyone would have been happy.
Yeah, it was a quick match for me, though.
Was it?
By the way,
it felt like an hour and a half.
By the way, that coup de grace, you are not, listen, from the being in the middle of the ring, you are not finna jump up, out, and down on my stomach.
I saw that.
You are not finna do that.
No. But yeah, seeing it live, I'm like, I think he went a little too far.
Giddy, because he had to throw his legs down to make sure. Because when he normally goes up and down, he doesn't have to. He can pull his weight back a little bit. When you got to go out that far, you have to throw your weight down to make it come down. Like, and I can see Bo Dallas's eyes was like, oh, dear God. He had that look. His eyes was like, please, just hurry, count to three. Hurry, count to three.
Hurry, just believe. Just believe.
Got to believe.
Believe in my bowels. Oof.
Oh, man. Well, that's exactly how I won, with the coup de grace.
Yep.
With the white men can't jump coup de grace, like the full court press. Remember that one shot?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right?
When he was like, you my brother are shooting for the sedan. And a hook shot.
There you go. I knew you'd get that.
Good times.
So, So going on from that, we have the promo then, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So there's been a build up for this happening. Oh, just lay out your thoughts with it. Just lay out all your thoughts, because we had Bray Wyatt and we had Matt Hardy.
Yes.
And Matt Hardy was woken.
Yes.
Broken.
It was woken. It was gloriously goofy. Yeah. And that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
You sound like those goats off YouTube videos.
Yes.
In my awoken condition. It's just, I'm happy for Matt to be able to do what he wants to do again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's just going to be another loss in the Bray Wyatt column.
Good.
Bray deserves to be. Oh, granted, he is a former WWE champion, which no one ever thought would happen.
Right.
But it's not, this won't keep him going. You know what I'm saying?
Unless he joins. Join Hardy, please.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Hardy wakes him up.
If he doesn't, he's going to be part of the final deletion.
Yeah.
Y'all can shoot me now.
No, just make... No, seriously.
Delete.
Delete. But what if Bray is like, wow, I was in the wrong cult all along. I should have been with this guy.
Yeah.
And then he shaves his beard and becomes like a different type of... Like, he becomes a new member of whatever Hardy's calling the thing is.
Till we finally see Sister Abigail. Then once we see Sister Abigail, you can make whatever transformation you want to look like. Oh. I've been teased about Sister Abigail for 5 years.
We saw Sister Abigail. Didn't you see that stupid distorted voice in the veil?
That
newsflash, it was him. In a shawl.
What I hope...
I don't want to see Bray in a shawl. Well, maybe I do. If he was in a goofy Hardy,
we could easily see that. Now that we have woken Matt Hardy, we can have anything. We can have drones. We can have lawnmowers. Bring in the manservants. We can have it all.
Bring back Senior Benjamin. Turn Brave Wyatt into Brother Husky. Bring back Brother Nero? They could even use the Lake of Resurrection to bring back the hurricane?
We can have anything. Great. We can have anything and everything, and you
Skarsgård,
cannot
tell me. Jay.
You can't tell me that Bray Wyatt would not be on board.
Yes.
But the thing is, will they let Matt do this as, like, is this his own creation, creativity? No other creative writer is going to do anything for him. This is all him. Are they going to let him have that control?
Supposedly he has it because, you know, once the biggest issue was for him to be able to do it and get it from Anthem.
Right, right.
And so now that he has it, it's like, he could be able to go with it because the fans want that one.
Right.
That's why they
brought him back.
Yeah, because the fans fans don't care about the Team Extreme. No one cares about Team Extreme.
I did.
They're a fun nostalgia pop, but
that's it. But no one cared as much, you know what I'm saying? So
we got in the studio at 9:05, so we've got 5 more minutes.
Okay.
So moving on with that, we have our actual last match. Our last match of this entire Raw, this last tag team match, this last match, which was a tag team match.
You know, it's the Mac and the Thing and the Bolt. I don't know. I don't know the song.
I knew what you were doing, yeah. But I was like, I'm guaranteed it ain't queued up.
What? Okay.
It was the Teddy Long
theme. Teddy Long. Tag match player.
You can play it any time during this. What we have is we have The Bar. We have Cesaro versus The Shield, which is Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. And it's for Cesaro. And it's for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship.
Yeah.
Now, this match.
You know it's the Mac.
Hey!
Coming to get it on.
My soul believes that Teddy Long walks around his house by himself playing his own theme music in a bath.
I choose to believe whenever that happens on this show, something triggers in his brain. He senses it happening, and he just, no matter where he is and what he's doing, he just does that little dance, and he's like, oh, someone's playing my theme somewhere.
It's me fried eggs.
Making breakfast now.
This match was
gonna
awesome.
Play alone.
Yeah.
This match was awesome. You saw it live.
Yeah.
What was going on with, like, you and the crowd and just because everything with this, and including, like, the Shield winning by disqualification?
One thing I had a problem with is they didn't come out of the crowd.
But the match itself, match itself. Tell us how it made you feel.
They're not the full Shield. They're just them.
I wish I saw more Dean Ambrose in the ring. Too much Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is great. But I'm still waiting for Cesaro to do his UFO.
Yeah, they're, I think because
it'll be a while.
The shoulder and all his other things, I think they're holding it.
But he's been wearing that tape for like over a year.
That's a WrestleMania move.
That means he needs surgery. If he's been wearing that tape over a year, he may need surgery, and he's holding out as long as he can to get it. If I know guys that have done that, like, you hold out because this is all he can do.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to hold out. If I take any time off, then not only do I fall back, but technically now Sheamus falls back. Mm-hmm. Because we're not going to put Sheamus back in the solo spotlight.
Well, Sheamus is hurting too, apparently.
So this is going to be it. I mean, there's a lot of things he can do, but I mean, this match is, you get what you get. I really don't like the fact that both Seth Rollins and Finn Balor do the sling blade. Somebody need to pick who's going to do it and call it a day. I like the fact that Seth Rollins did the Falcon Arrow.
Or
Sheamus.
That was great.
All right.
Yeah, we got a number of things. We got Neutralizer. We got all the uppercuts. You know, Swiss Superman was, I felt, in rare form, but then he usually is. You know, kind of thing. I thought this match was awesome. I would recommend, out of everything that happened with Raw, to watch that promo between Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy, and then to watch this match. So,
amazing
and
match.
Especially, and then the Shield won by disqualification, because when you start stomping, you just can't stop.
You got to
get all your stomping out. So we thought that was the end, but it wasn't, because Kurt Angle comes out and he's like, you know what? No, it's not gonna end like that. So match is restarting, no disqualification. So they're going at it again, and this time, because of a bro kick by Sheamus, the Bar wins by pinfall, and they retain the tag team championship.
Yeah,
how
thanks
did we
to
feel
Samoa
about?
Joe.
Yes, and thanks then, to Samoa
and
Joe.
What a good friend Roman was, by the way. I really, really liked the match. But it was too good of a match to have a finish that week, in my opinion. But that's me.
It's setting up a six-man tag match we'll probably get next week that no one cares about.
Yep.
Because we're going to keep stalling out Joe and Roman.
Yep.
For Joe and Roman, what, four?
And keep in mind, all this this giant awesome tag match was only to set up and serve Joe versus Roman's story.
That's all it was. Yeah. And we're going to get a rematch again of the Bar and Rollins and Ambrose. Hopefully they'll do finally somebody will do a Texas Tornado tag match that has not been done in years. This is when all four competitors can go at once, because we all thought the New Day and the Usos were going to do it, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. So let them four do it. Let them go at it. If you go finally give it and then just in their storyline, because it's going back and forth, just like with the Usos and the New Day. It had to stop, and it did. This got to stop.
Yep.
Yeah. Agreed. Too much back and forth week after week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, with this, we have our same tag team champion. So we have that, the Bar. They've not only raised the bar, they are the Bar.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And also thanks to Joe. So we have Roman staring Joe down from the ring, and that is exactly how Raw ends.
Or did it?
Or did it. Indeed. So, but, yeah, well, that's the end of Raw, unless anybody has any last-minute thoughts.
Nah, I think I got them all out.
No.
I think we...
Much like Raw itself, this show has gone too long, so...
All I'm going to say is after the show, there was a dark match, and pretty much Sheamus went through a table.
Nice.
All right.
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
Send the fans home happy.
Yeah. So, Eric W. Barnes, why'd you put yourself over?
Follow me on Twitter at Eric W. Barnes for comedy and pro wrestling enthusiast needs. And I don't remember what other shows I have coming up, but I'm sure if you follow me on Twitter, I'll be sure to plug the heck out of them. And thanks, everyone.
Yeah, Mr. J. Washington.
As always, find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Mr. J. Washington. That's MrJayWashington. Catch me here. Catch me on the Wrestling Compadre Slamcast with Johnny LaQuasto. Catch me on Hyper RPG, Screen Junkies, Collider Video, and the Movie Trivia Schmodown. Catch me at the Trusty Sidekick Podcast. Get all your Marvel and DC TV show, movie news, all that. And I'm just some everywhere.
There's a lot of J.
Bar, hit us.
I'm Anissa Bar. You can follow me at Anissa Bar. I am the social media correspondent for X-Pac 12360. Please watch us every single Wednesday at 3 p.m. live, and I will be interviewing, I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna be interviewing The Glow and her man. So you come by on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Total Divas. We're gonna be interviewing Naomi and her husband Jimmy Uso.
All right, and I'm your host, Markia McCarty, and you can find me at Markia McCarty, MarkiaMccarty, Twitter and Instagram, and catch me on Marvel Movie News tomorrow at 2 p.m. We will be talking everything Marvel, everything news, including Infinity War trailer and all of the above, 2 p.m. on Popcorn Talk, and I hope to see you there. But we're really glad that we saw you here, and we hope to see you next week at the same time, 9 p.m. on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.